question for you, Houston. How long was our total EVA prep time?
Stand by on that one. Pete, your total EVA prep time was 2 hours and 8 minutes.
Okay, I believe we'll do it in about 1 plus 45 tomorrow as planned. It's like Al said, one, we made a couple of mistakes, and the other one, we were just had our heads up and locked. Something we didn't have on a checklist, and we should have known better.
Pete, Al, a second question. When you put the core tubes in, do you now think it's feasible to join two core tubes together and perhaps get at least 1.5 core tube lengths in, something on that order?
Yeah, it was getting harder as I drove it in. Just like it does back on Earth. But I think if you wanted to stand there and count, maybe 3 times as long as you would have to drive in one, you could do it. And I don't know if we could do that now, though, with those pins in. But maybe we can take those pins out and put two up together. I'd sure be willing to give it a try if you'd want to do it.
Okay, we'll be thinking about that one and get back to you with it. Apparently the augering is what made the difference there. If you're looking at your map...
that and you've got to count it.
Go ahead.
No comment there.
Stand by on that deck.
Okay, Houston, if you're watching the computer, I'm going to bring it out of standby and put it back in again to update the clock time.
Roger, Intrepid.
There's another one of those downlink too fast alarms.
Yankee Clipper, Houston, we're ready for the E-mod. Roger, Intrepid, copy 36.1 volts, and would you say which ones those apply to? Clipper, you gave me a reading, 36.1 volts, I didn't copy, for which batteries were you reading that out? Roger, and we'll be up to you with an RCS update in a minute.
Yankee Clipper, Houston.
I am.
Stick for the sleep period in order to get a little extra signal merging on the Omnis. We'd like, first of all, you'll be turning your high gain to off, S-band normal, voice to off, S-band auxiliary tape to off, and if you have to call ground, do it on down voice backup. Clipper, did you copy?
Intrepid Houston, would you give us aft Omni? Intrepid Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
First, would you give us aft Omni, and we're ready to pick up with the debriefing.
Aft, S-band, is that what you want?
Intrepid negative, that's the VHF no, antenna.
No,
and Intrepid, we're ready to pick up with the debriefing.
Go ahead.
Okay, two questions related to the mounds which you saw out there. Is the object at R5 13.1 a mound or a rock? And secondly, confirm that you did get a sample of the mound material.
Yes, we got a sample of the mound material. Got lots of them. And would you state in the coordinates?
Coordinates are
No, I don't think so, Houston. This mound is too small to show up like that, I believe. I'll have to look at it a little bit more here for a minute and think about it. The mound, I'll tell you where the mound is. The mound is not seen on the map. What you gave me was a crater.
Roger, we copy that. And on that mound sample, you got material from the mound as well as material around the mound itself.
That's right. We can hit it again tomorrow, documented sample if you want.
We'll talk to you about that in the briefing before the EVA, Pete. And a question on the number and sizes of rocks. What was the ratio of fines to rocks that you finally ended up with?
I put two of the large scoops worth of fill in one bag that had three rather large rocks in it. I think it's three. And the other bag of rocks filled half the rock box. And I guess there were, what would you say, about 10, 12 rocks there. And the rock box was full of the top. I couldn't get anything more in there, I'll tell you that. I got some horses in there. That's it.
Roger, we copy that. One question on the side dust cover. Was the side dust cover well aligned after reclosing? And the reason for asking that is in case we suspect a misalignment, we would try to activate that now, and if it doesn't work, we'd have a manual backup.
The side dust cover popped off about three times, Houston, and the last time it popped off was when we just finished aligning it neatly, level, and we put out the cold cathode eye gauge, and the cover popped off again, and we didn't want to disturb the experiment to try to put the cover back on. We spent already overtime on it, so we just left the cover off. So as the experiment sets right now, the cover is off. Now, if this is not acceptable, I guess we could take a swing by there tomorrow and try to put the cover back on. And we could put it on lined up accurately, as it was to begin with, if that's what you want.
Okay, stand by on that, and we'll be massaging that one tonight.
Okay, my recommendation is, unless it's going to hurt the side, to leave it just like it is, because it's just a precariously balanced experiment over there, and it's going to take time to do it right.
Roger, we copy that, Al. And Pete, could you give us an estimate of the number of rocks you have on board?
I didn't really get a count, Houston. Let me see. I guess it'd be about, 15 to 20 rocks is all.
Okay, we're looking for really the quantity of rocks, pounds of rocks.
That rock box is heavy, I'll tell you that. I think it's right up to max.
Roger, that's good enough. One last question, Al. When you took the fuel element out in the extraction, what was the force profile like? In other words, did it all of a sudden come free at one point, or did it gradually come free as you extracted it?
Well, Pete started pounding on the side, and as it came out an eighth of an inch at a time until it was about, make that a 16th of an inch at a time until it was about 3/8 of an inch out. And once it was 3/8 of an inch out, it slid out rather easily.
Roger, we copy that.
What's the fuel cast made out of?
That's graphite.
Okay, well, I pretty well was beginning to bag it up pretty badly. As a matter of fact, I think I cracked it. I better go look at it tomorrow. But I was wrapping it as hard as I could, and it was getting about an eighth of an inch at a time until he finally got about, what would you say, Al, an inch and a half out, and then it came all the way.
Roger. Pete, no problem with that. You don't have to go back to it.
Okay.
Pete, we have a procedure here in order to get the water out of the suit loop. First, suit loop or the suit isolation, disconnect both. Disconnect the O2 hoses. Suit isolation to suit flow, both. Lower the outlet of the hose to floor for about 2 minutes. Suit isolation to disconnect both. Connect both O2 hoses. Suit isolation, suit flow, both.
Okay, I understand that one, and we'll do it a little bit brief right now.
Roger.
I got my hoses disconnected anyhow.
Roger, Pete. And we don't want to see it. A real easy way of getting the water out of the boots. If you turn the heat wave way up, we may be able to dry some of it out. And the other thing is to use gravity in whatever way you could use it.
I don't have that much water in there, and it's drying up, or at least it's warm as I am right now. So it's not bothering me, and it's no sweat.
Roger.
I just want to make sure the suit loop's running right, that's all.
Roger, Pete.
Say, Houston, question for you.
Go ahead.
Here's a question for you, Houston. With a tape meter being like it is, and those erratic readings we seem to be getting approaching a PDI as far as the backup Fairlane monitor check, how are we going to use that tape meter tomorrow when we're trying to update the ag's range and range rate?
That's a good question, Al. We'll be working on that one. That's another one tomorrow. We're going to have a lot of people
okay,
fighting hard over the sleep period.
Okay, I think we could just call up down 78. Yeah, I think we could just call down 78 with P20 running. Isn't that right? You could do that. And the first thing that I'd propose doing, Houston, is we'll get a quick airborne check after we launch it, and do get a manual lock on or something, and go do a verb 63 and check the tape meter against the disky.
Roger.
That's no big deal.
Roger, Intrepid. We recommend also that you shoot for the 3.5 hour EVA.
Okay.
Roger, we'll wake you up at the nominal time in the flight plan.
Okay.